Welcome here, everyone, this evening to this choir performance. Welcome to all family and friends and also all visitors here among us. I was asked to open this evening with scripture reading and prayer, so I'm going to read as I was thinking about this choir and also hearing the first song. I thought of the first praise to God that erupted when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And of course, we have that passage in Luke 2, and I'll just read verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. May that be the fruit also of this evening, as we hear the things that concerning our Lord's birth and the salvation that He has provided. And so let us pray and ask for the Lord's blessing on our time together. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks for the gift of language, for the gift of being able to communicate, that we may receive the things that the Lord has made known in His Word. And that, Lord, we may not only hear those things in Your Word, but also be able to sing of them and proclaim them abroad to others, as the shepherds did. And above all, that we may glorify and praise You for the things that You have done, for the salvation that You have accomplished, for the Savior that You have provided. And so, Lord, we pray that You would bless this evening as we sing praise together, as we hear these words sung, and also as we fellowship afterwards. Lord, we pray that You would bless all this time, that it might be to the praise and honor of Your name, and for the good of our souls, that we may be nourished once again by the good news concerning Jesus Christ. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Treasure of all, most loving eyes. hope.
Thank you.
Oh. No, Mike, I'm okay. There's enough technical issues, but the organ decided to not work. Thankfully, it was mostly just for congregational singing. I would really thank you, like to thank you all for coming out today. And thank you so much for school. And the choir just keeps growing. We actually had to add an extra row. That was cool up here, but that's always a good problem to have. Our last song is a bit of a prayer of benediction, and the words of this song is the choir's.